This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters chose to keep Democrats in control of the state legislature in this fall's election by a slightly smaller margin. Now, as lawmakers get ready to return to work, party leaders are reflecting on what that means. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
While a few seats flip to Republicans, Democrats note that they still lead state government by wide margins. Here's incoming Senate President James Coleman of Denver.
We've got polling and data that talks about Colorado's moving in the right direction. Our job is always to be proactive and counteract from policies we think are going to be harmful to the people of the state of Colorado.
And he also wants Colorado to share its best practices with the rest of the country, even as other areas move to the right. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Some conservative Colorado counties are considering an appeal after a judge threw out their lawsuit seeking to work more closely with federal immigration officials, contrary to state law. The counties, including Douglas and El Paso, say it would be difficult to not help federal ICE officials in the duties of local law enforcement. Colorado's Avalanche Information Center is warning of increased avalanche danger across the state's high country. They say backcountry hiking is especially dangerous through the weekend. Ethan Green is the center's director.
The routes that you typically think of as being safe might not be safe right now. Staying out of avalanche terrain, staying away from steep snow-covered slopes is probably a good idea.
There was a large avalanche in Clear Creek County on New Year's Eve. There is some snow today for Colorado's high country. This is CPR News.